This is an ABC podcast.
Life can change in an instant. We know that. One minute you're living your best life, and the next you're having the toughest time you've ever had. And what gets us through those times? Our people. I'm Kobe Bartels, and this is Tall Tales and True, the podcast that brings you the best live storytelling from around the country. Sometimes it's the little stories that have a big impact, but not today. Today is a big story that had a humongous impact. I want to introduce you to Amy Chittick. She's a young footy player from the Northern Territory. At the live Spun Stories event in Darwin, Amy shared her incredible story of how her local footy club supported her through a major life-altering event. Some people say footy is life, and after listening to this, they might be right.
I never thought that getting a knock to the nose would leave me feeling the way I did. I was playing a game of football on this oval right behind me, and I got an errant elbow to the nose, and it ended up breaking my nose, and a lot of blood was pouring out. You know, I didn't really look like an Instagram model at that time. And I was in a lot of pain, so I left the field and was taken to a private room to be treated. And it was in that room I started to realise that some of the feelings I was starting to experience were probably not what any other person would feel after breaking their nose. I started to feel very afraid, very scared. My heart started to race, and I was struggling to distinguish what was real and what wasn't. All of a sudden, I lost control of all my emotions, and I just started hysterically screaming. The next thing that happened is when I was on a plane. I was on a plane coming back from what was the most amazing weekend of my life. I had just played in a game in Melbourne alongside people I idolised. Everything had gone right, but on this plane, I just burst into tears. I was emotional and I couldn't control it. Everything was too much. All the feelings, the nightmares, the struggle to sleep, it was all too much, and it all came out on that plane. So I finally swallowed my pride and took myself to a psychologist to go and get some professional help. She asked me a few questions, and at the end of her questionnaire, she just said to me, "Well, you meet all the requirements of someone that suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder." And to hear that, I was both relieved, but I also had a feeling of guilt, because I was guilty that why would I feel that way when I was physically okay? To me, I couldn't justify why I had those emotions when I had all my limbs working, everything else was fine, but in my brain, everything wasn't. So I really struggled with that, but I also felt good to know that at least there was a medical explanation for the way I was feeling. Because up until then, my life had been extremely difficult. So what did happen to me? I was riding my push bike to this exact location. I was coming to help at an AusKick school holiday program, and I just rode out onto the road without looking. I didn't wait for the green traffic light to signal it was safe to cross. I just rode out, and in the lane there was a bus coming. It was too late. By the time I saw the bus, there was nothing I could do. And it's crazy because I think that split second was the longest split second of my life. I had enough time to think, I'm actually going to die here. And that was my last memory. I hit the side of the bus, I was knocked unconscious, and I woke up on the road in a daze. I stood up, my ears were ringing as if someone had fired a gun right next to me. I couldn't speak, and I could feel something dripping down the side of my face. I actually picked up my bike and thought I could ride it. I was in shock by now, but the bike was mangled, the handlebars were twisted, the bike was not going anywhere. So by this time, there was a lady that had come over to help me, and I was starting to come to, I was starting to gather my thoughts and realise what had actually happened, and I could still feel something dripping on my face, you know, similar to when you're covered in sweat, and I just touched the side of my face, looked at my hand, and it was covered in blood, and I just felt like I was in a horror movie. But little did I know that the next 4 years of my life, I would be the main character in a horror movie. So that brings me to the next thing I want to talk about, PTSD. Unfortunately, PTSD is something that I've struggled with all of my life since that fateful day. It's made life incredibly difficult for me. I've had nightmares, I've had flashbacks, I've ruined relationships with people that have meant the absolute world to me. It's been difficult for me, I struggled at school, and I still struggle today. It's something that I have to manage every single day, and I don't ever feel like it will go away completely. It's something that has taken a grip of me, but I'm determined not to let it end me. I'm really thankful, though, to have some amazing people in my life, some people that I've met through football. Now, these people are the people that have been there for me through thick and thin. They're the people that have been there for me at night when I can't sleep. They've spent hours engaged in lengthy phone conversations or text messages with me. They've been the people that have been there for me, convincing me not to give up when that's all I've wanted to do. They've probably taken more than what they deserve, and thankfully, they have always come back to me, no matter how far I push them away. I sit here tonight and I really can say that I owe my life to them, because without them, I'm pretty sure I would not be here. I have been thinking a lot lately about how everything, in a way, has been connected to football. The fact that I had my accident on my way to a football stadium right here to help out at a football clinic, to the number of stitches I had on the cut on the side of my eye being the same as the date it happened, 9th of July, which is also the same as the Guernsey number I wear for Waratahs, number 9. It's all connected in some way, and I do feel like tonight I've come full circle. To be here in front of a room full of mostly strangers, speaking about what has been the most horrible, horrific, and hard to deal with period of my life. Sometimes I think that if I knew what I did back then, my life would be different, but I've had a lot of time to reflect, and I've definitely come to the conclusion that while life can sometimes be so difficult, you really need to rely on the people around you, because those people are the people that have been there for me, got me to this point, and are the reason I'm actually sitting here today, because there were some dark days and some times where I didn't really know what the future would hold. So I'm really in debt to these people, and I look into the crowd and I see some of them sitting here, and it just makes me feel so privileged to have them in my life. PTSD has really affected me. It's been hard, but I will not let it win. Thank you.
Amy, thank you for sharing your story. It's an important reminder to reach out and be there for our people who might be struggling. This story was first aired on Spun Stories, a live storytelling podcast created in Darwin. For more stories like this, go to spunstories.net. You can send this episode to anyone you think might benefit from hearing it. The less people that feel alone, the better off we'll all be. If you're feeling like you're going through some challenges and you want to be heard, you can call Lifeline anytime on 13 11 14. I'm Kobe Bartels, and this season of Tall Tales and True has some incredible personal stories, just like this one from James Parfitt Fayo.
I remember leading up to it, we've gone to bed, I'm trying to stay up, waiting for Santa to come, drifting off, waiting for Santa to come, drifting off. I remember just being woken up in the middle of night, sound was whistling. That's one thing I will always remember, is a high-pitched whistle. And I remember my dad wrapping me up, Mum 6 months pregnant, and we're like, we got to go, we got to get out.
You can hear that by searching for Tall Tales and True on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, if that's put you in the mood for more brilliant True Aussie stories, we have a whole other podcast that your ears are going to froth on. It's called Days Like These, and believe me when I tell you, it's the best Australian stories you're going to hear.
On that drive, short drive to the doctors, he said that I was an angel and he didn't deserve me, and that he loved my dad. He thought he was the best bloke he'd ever met. and your mum looks after the girls so well. It was like this checklist.
If you listen to one other thing today, make it this. You won't regret it. Just search for Days Like These in the ABC Listen app or wherever you find your podcasts.